The question was asked, should one be fair to other people at a bus station? Or if you can find your way onto the bus and other people will miss the bus, even if you're the last guy who showed up and everyone else was there before you, is it the survival of the fittest? What do I care?
It's also societal norms, no?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's why I said minhag.
I don't think so.
In this country, and at least in Jerusalem, from my knowledge, if you don't push your way onto a bus, there's a very good chance you're going to miss it, and miss the next one afterwards if you behave the same way.
I'll tell you, I've been in this city for 18 to 20 years. I don't think I ever did that.
From the hours about rush hour.
Right. I took buses at rush hour. I still take buses at rush hour. I take one, two buses and a train at rush hour in the morning, and two buses and a train at least, if not three, at rush hour at night. Every day.
You're lucky. God bless you.
No. It's a question also of approach. Part of what we're taught repeatedly from the Torah is that there's a system and Hashem runs the world, and we have to work within that system. And the fact that I think I'll get ahead by cheating, pushing, getting ahead on the bus, no, I'm not going to get ahead.
Thursday night, when people come home from town, riffraff.
Every other week.
Night buses. I've been...
Every other week, I do that. Some weeks, one week I sleep here, one week I take the bus home.
1, 2, or 3 in the morning, though, I'm saying. At least
I've taken it at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, too.
So I had the privilege of not missing buses, but I had to make my way to the buses. People were left behind.
If people are
3 a.m.
Right.
But that's the norm. Like, everyone knows this is the situation. They all run to the bus and they all push their way on, and people every single week are left behind on all three buses.
It's the same in London.
There's nothing to do about
everybody
it.
Just, it's like survival of the fittest. People think if they don't get on, they're never going to get on. I find in Israel it's like this. If you're in a queue and there's a gap between you and the person in front of you, there will always be one person who'll come along and try and put themselves in that gap.
I didn't say you should let people cut you.
No.
I didn't say that.
No, I know that.
I definitely agree that you should position your bag and your whatever.
There's no line. It's just people rushing to the. Have you seen the
How come I'm living here 18 years and I don't remember doing that?
Because you don't go drinking in town at 3 a.m. and have to catch the last bus.
That's true. I don't go drinking in town at 3 a.m. That's true. And not in 18 years, in 39 years I haven't done that.
80 kids are waiting for a 50-seat bus, and 30 kids are going to get left behind. But who is it going to be? If you don't fight your way on, you're for sure going to be you're not going to make it.
12 extra seats stand.
And even then, he only lets 10 people on to stand. He could get fined from the... He says, I'm sorry, guys, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
I think... most of life, it's a question of perspective.
Case, yeah.
I think most of life, it's a question of perspective. We have a rule, what's supposed to come to me will come to me. And it's, I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a story. I don't like personal stories, but...
But what if God, he gave me understanding. He told me, you know, this is the situation.
He gave me a system. Right, but he gave me a system of...
But it doesn't matter when you get there. There's no one line. It's just everyone huddles together and they're pushing and shoving their way on, and 30 kids are going to get left behind.
They're all there at the first stop.
Everyone's there.
At the first stop.
Yes, the first stop.
Tom?
People on the next stops, they don't wait at the next stop. It's a known thing.
Okay.